Manhole covers are a hot commodity these days, literally. Chicago police are investigating a rash of thefts, and Chicago's not the only place where manhole covers are missing. It seems that thieves around the world may be trying to cash in on rising scrap metal prices. From Chicago, NPR's David Shaper reports.
In recent weeks, workers for Chicago's Department of Water Management have spent a lot of time doing this. Lifting and sliding brand new 125-pound cast iron manhole covers onto dozens of gaping holes in city streets and alleys at a cost of $45 apiece because of a big spike in the number of these lids being stolen. Spokesman Tom LaPorte says the Chicago Water Department usually has to replace just one or two of these covers a day.
For the first 3 weeks of November, we were missing about 150, so that's a huge increase. And we found that there was a big concentration of them, particularly, I mean, on one day we lost 42 of them.
And it's not just happening here. Officials in Columbus, Ohio reported the theft of 46 storm and sewer covers in 1 month, when they usually lose just one or two a year. And similar thefts have also been reported in Milwaukee and a few other U.S. cities.
This is something that we see in this industry whenever metal prices get high.
Chuck Carr of the Institute for Scrap Recycling Industry says the price for a benchmark type of scrap steel quadrupled over the past couple of years, from $75 a ton in 2001 to around $300 a ton today. That's because of strong demand worldwide for the use of recycled steel in new construction. And Carr says the problem of thieves stealing manhole covers is much more widespread overseas. In recent months, more than 250 manhole lids have been stolen off of London's streets. 400 were stolen in a single strike in Hong Kong. And in China, 8 people have reportedly died after falling into open manholes, as more than 1,500 covers have disappeared there. And Carr says thieves are taking all kinds of metal objects from public places.
Not long ago in the Ukraine, an entire bridge was stolen.
Here in the U.S., it's unlikely thieves would be able to net a big payday selling the distinctive-looking heavy metal discs, because Carr says most scrap metal dealers won't take something obviously stolen from the public way. Here at City Scrap Metal, a dealer on Chicago's north side, a steady stream of scavengers unloads rickety old pickup trucks full of all kinds of metal they've found in alleys or dug out of dumpsters. General Manager Leticia Strada says she and her employees keep a close watch on what scavengers drag in. She says she's had some try to sell her street light poles, stop signs, and other stolen wares.
Oh, we don't buy them. We don't buy stuff like that, and if I ever come up with stuff like that, I was instructed to call 911.
Chicago police have notified scrap dealers to be on the lookout for manhole covers, and Estrada says even if thieves did manage to sell one, they really wouldn't get much in return.
If I say it's like 100 pounds, probably they only get like $5, $6.
And if history is any guide, prices for scrap metal won't remain this high for long anyway. Only once in the past 30 years have prices increased more than 3 years in a row. And this current cycle is entering its fourth year of higher prices. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.